For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. Good morning. Hope you're doing wonderfully out there. I picture you as you've told me you're, and I'm leaving carpool, and I'll pull over, and I'll grab my coffee, and you'll listen to the show. I'm so thrilled that you do that. I'm thinking of you. I would love to meet some of you in September. We've got so many meetings coming up that perhaps you can join us, and I can meet you. We do a meet and greet. We'll talk. We'll laugh. Tell me your favorite part of what shows you've enjoyed, and perhaps we can all just share and help each other. Amen? I would love to meet you. Talking, of course, about the teachings of Ephesians coming up in September. I'll be teaching that. I want you to come. And then go to the website for the other meetings I'll be doing for some other people, some other churches. But I want to finish this out on walking in the Spirit and give you some practical steps of how to make sure you're walking in the Spirit. Galatians 5, verse 16 out of the Amplified. But I say walk and live habitually. Interesting. You have to look that up. How to make something a habit. In the Holy Spirit, responding to, controlled, guided by the Spirit. And then you'll certainly not gratify the cravings and desires of the flesh, of the human nature that's without God. To walk means to go or to advance by foot or to go by steps, okay? S-T-O-I-C-H-E-O in the Greek means to go in a row or to walk in line, metaphorically walk in line with the Holy Spirit. How do we do this? Number one, we take one step at a time, yielding to God on the inside of you, the Holy Ghost within. For everything you're doing, Lord, is this what you want? You're yielding one step at a time, talking about walking in the Spirit. Number two, don't ignore the Holy Spirit's cues. When He prompts, you obey. He's leading you. See, you're walking in the Spirit. Number three, Colossians 3:2, set your mind and keep it set on what is above, not on the things that are on the earth. Because as far as this earth is concerned, Colossians, as you've died to it, your new life, your real life is hidden with Christ in God. Talking about walking in the Spirit. And number four, this is important. Sow, S-O-W, into your spirit, spiritual things. The cleaner you become in your spirit, the less attracted you'll be to anything that's polluted and perverted out there in the world. Galatians 6:7-8. Don't be deceived. God's not mocked. What you sow, you'll reap. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. If you sow to the Spirit, from the Spirit you reap everlasting life. Four things of walking in the Spirit. One step at a time, yielding. Don't ignore His cues, the Holy Ghost cues. Set your mind and keep them set on things above, and sow into your spirit spiritual things. Whew, what a teaching. I'll be doing this teaching actually for the Mission Church's women's retreat at the end of September, and you are invited. Thank you for joining me all week on A Future Hope with Anna Donahue. By His grace, we'll be back on Monday. Keep registering for the Book of Ephesians classes in September. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.